real thing. How do we know when he's fully inflated?
When his hat pops up.
The Hutton Emergency Radio Producer, brought to you by Lacon Spaceways, the only radio equipment in the galaxy with your own pop-up buck. How do you get this little piece of equipment installed in your radio station? Simply pop this little box under the desk and hide all sharp objects.
Look, he's got a little control panel on his front. It's got buttons.
Looks like we're going to have to use our initiative. Push that one.
Howdy there, Hoss. I'm Buck.
We did that bit already.
Sorry. How about this one?
That's not right.
How about this?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Elite Dangerous live stream. My name's Ed.
Oh, bother. Hang on. This one's got a picture of a newspaper on it.
This is the emergency Hutton News broadcast. In the event of a news failure, your script will drop down from the ceiling. Just take a deep breath and read normally. Emergency lighting will direct you to the right part of the show. Remember to secure your own script before helping others. Old Buck's here for your comfort, but primarily your safety. Please bring your tray tables and armrests to their most useful position, and your waiter will be along shortly. This emergency producer is fitted with an on-air light, a whistle for attracting attention, and a mouthpiece if he needs topping up. In tonight's headlines, please insert the news data card in the slot provided.
I can't find the slot.
I think it's around the back.
Hang on. You lift him.
Hank Marvin starts his 3305 tour of the bubble.
Galnet News, bringing you the last 300 episodes all at once.
Mysterious message points the finger firmly at the Don.
HS-56 has gone hunting for the Tharg.
Dead meat's gone racing.
And I'll be telling you all what to do.
As the galaxy reels from the scourge of blight, theories of all kinds are being proffered as to the cause and to the outcomes of the widespread vegetative pestilence. The resident experts, otherwise known as finger pointers, have predictably squarely plonked the onus on Tharg and his multi-limbed followers and their Palin-rivaling lust for power and domination overall. While the experts do their finger pointing and wild gesticulatory windmilling, the rest of the galaxy's non-Tharg populace has been speculating on all the likely outcomes of food dead or dying, food in the wrong place, and food of the wrong shape. The most desperate cries of anguish come from, as you might expect, from one Cecil B. Trumpington, complaining that if this affects the potato harvest, what will become of his gin supplies? Number crunchers have reached for their calculators, slide rules and abacuses, or is it abacai? And working out if there is enough food in the galaxy or not, and how much needs to be relocated or regrown depending on the results of their calculations. We will have more later from Flossie reporting on the associated CG, we hope.
Once again, the galaxy is stricken by date issues caused by the Federalist insistence on being different. Chimps behind the scenes at Hutton Orbital's media department finally worked out the secrets of news publishing and mistakenly, so they claim, re-released Galnet News in its entirety, going back 3 years. On questioning, the chimps, revealed to be of the federal persuasion, muttered something about the whole date thing being awful, confusing, and complaining about what we call proper dates, months and days, being the wrong way around. Further inquiries with the chimps revealed a conversation with a representative from Lake Ronde Space Waste, who insisted that March 10 is the same as the 10th of March. The apology officer was sadly unavailable to make apologies at the appropriate time, something about seeing a man about a dog. Claims that the chimps spoke with a Glasgow accent have yet to be confirmed. They're verified even.
Further evidence of dastardly deeds from the devious Don has been uncovered, with the discovery that several of Hutton's finest, and some of the worst too, have been interdicted and now lie incarcerated in the basement of his opulent villa. A mysterious, swarthy and unkempt stranger turned up at Hutton Orbital under cover of darkness. Never mind that, it's always dark around the orbital since the tech monkey stopped managing the lighting. Spies are currently tracing the whereabouts of the missing truckers in readiness for a rescue by the Hutton Tactical Weapons Assault Team a week from today at 6 p.m. UTC. We'll be streaming our efforts across the galaxy along with new intern to replace the cur that deserted us earlier in the year. Bantayan, Palantir and Flossie will be looking for volunteers to assist since so many people seem to be gallivanting around the periphery of the galaxy. See our published briefing notes for further details. Rumours are rife that Alvin and Snuffler may turn up to join in the rescue.
Good evening, truckers. HS 5060 is missing. We've checked and his ship is missing. The Thargoids are still missing. And a report from Cannon is missing. In fact, all we can find is a half-eaten calzone in Atreus's office, so we suspect that the Don has added him to the list of kidnapped truckers. Please send your thoughts and prayers to Atreus, because that always works. All we can add is for the mug.
For the Hot Pit bit this week, we have a message from Lou. Custodians! I know you're busy rounding the verse, but seriously, sort your shit out. We have dropped Wise quite nicely, but there are a number of your systems that have risen above 60%. Keep track of the numbers and get those messages posted on the various social platforms. Remember, we want to be at 50% with a minimum 15% gap to the next faction. If you need an example, follow Hanky's lead. His daily posts in the BGS group are exactly what we need. Twice a week will do, but please get them done. Talking of Hanky, I have no idea how Colonia is doing, as I'm off SRV racing and missed his message. For the mug! Over to Noma.
The next phase of the current Interstellar Initiative started yesterday, and it also gives a chance to stock up on cheap T6s, T7s and T9s, or cargo racks, all going cheap. More about that later.